And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Jeff and Rosie Flowers, or Rosie and Jeff Flowers, whichever way you want to say it, from Cedro Sport Fishing. We're going to have a, or you could say RH and Rosie, you know, you can say it that way too. We're going to have a great time talking fishing, talking Cedros. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Good to have you back.
Good to be here. Yeah, well, I was supposed to be here last Sunday.
I know you were.
You know, the weather and such like that.
Weather had other plans for
you. I was in Naples, Florida, visiting family and friends down there. It's a cool place, but I was glad to be back in San Diego.
Glad to have you back.
But yeah, I mean, you know, so my flight got delayed. I got to go, instead of Saturday night, I got to go Sunday. Then that flight got canceled, so then I had to rent a car and drive up to Sarasota and get to just to get back on Sunday night. But I made it back.
Yeah, you're here.
That was the most important
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I feel for the people that are traveling right now, too, because there's a lot of
I was watching the news. Watching news last night about all the delays.
Well, you sure wouldn't know by looking out the window here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, we live in paradise, so you know that's why we got to stay right here.
Yeah, exactly.
And enjoy what's going on. And thanks for doing such a great job covering Ricky.
Oh,
you did a
fun.
Fantastic job, and fantastic for Saturday with Lori and Brian.
That
and
was a lot of fun.
And then with the one and only Ron Lane.
Oh, yeah, the Wild
who,
Man.
Who I think we'll see him tomorrow.
I think you're probably
Lanning.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be around, yeah. But what a great couple of guests we have here. Rosie Flowers
Good
and
RH.
Good or otherwise known as Jeff.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah. Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Sage Hill Sport Fishing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so little quiet on the front of Sage Hill Sport Fishing right now, but things are heating up.
Calm before the storm.
You took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. Calm before the storm. You know, there's just so much to get ready for. And, you know, the Fred Hall show is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, preparing for that. And then right from there, the season comes very quickly.
Okay, so I'm looking at SageHillSportFishing.com, and I link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup links page.
Right.
But I'm looking at the schedule here, and there's not much available.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I tell you, know, the one thing that I love about Sage Hill Sport Fishing is that people come down, they get there their first day, and they get attached to it, and, you know, they get back, and they tell me I'm on the trip next year.
Yeah, put me down.
Put me down. And so it's like, yeah, you know, we will be having some spots opening up here. Anyone that doesn't have their deposit in by the end of the month, those spots will definitely be opening up. And just a little tidbit out there, I may have 3 spots open on the Yellowtail Tournament trip.
Wow,
I will be
cool.
Finding out by Monday. So anyone who is interested in doing the Yellowtail Tournament, keep a lookout.
So that's the one that says Torneo de Pesca.
That is
it. Shows sold out right now. But
it does. I have someone who will be getting back with me on Monday to telling me if they're going to take those last 3 spots. I told them I'd give them till Monday. And after that, if there's a no-go, then... And the thing about that is I will only take 3 anglers.
Yeah.
Okay, because you have to
fill the boat.
You've got to fill your boat. So it has to be a group of 3 for that. But
yeah,
there could be a chance that that trip will have 3 spots.
That'd be fun.
Good.
And we actually have 1 spot open on our Let's Talk Hookup 5-day in July. Prime time.
Yeah, that is prime.
Holy mackerel.
And I tell you what, I think
that's been sold out. I guess somebody bailed out.
Someone had a health issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that 1 spot opened up. And I have to tell you, I think I told you before, Pete, that's a really great group of guys on that trip.
Yeah.
That
super
is going to be
group.
A great group of guys.
Yeah. It's going to be lots of fun.
That's a good tip that you gave. 1 to everybody who, you know, had a good time. Oh, yeah, save me a spot for next year, but hasn't thrown any of their money down to secure it. Good heads up for those guys. Like, hey, man, you want that spot, get the money in. But an even better one for those guys that really wanted to go on a trip in a time of year that previously thought it was sold out, like, recheck that, you know, recheck the website
schedule
at the beginning of the month. Like, there's a good opportunity.
You know, and the other thing they can do, too, because I'm really good at making my list, is they can call and say, hey, I'm really interested in these trips. And I go back through my list and we'll call them back and say, okay, these are the spots that are going to be opening and let's get you on there. So
and
you can
things
definitely call.
Change, too. People have, it's early, people get cancellations.
Sure.
Don't be afraid if it says full to call Rosie, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't be shy to call. I had a gentleman that called the other day and says, you're not going to believe this. It's like, okay, what? He goes, my daughter decided to get married on the weekend that I'm going to take her.
How dare she?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, and he was stunned. He was just like, he goes, what do I do? I said, you walk your daughter down to go get married.
Yeah,
exactly. And then we'll
find you another trip.
We'll find you another trip. He's like, God.
That's cool.
I was just laughing at that.
But I get it. It's such a cool place, man. I mean, everybody that's there, like, it's their little piece of Mexico, and, like, you can't imagine not going down.
I have a lot of people to say, hey, this, it's my happy place. It's my peaceful place. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Until you actually get down there and you actually, you know, experience that there's nothing to do besides eating fish. Because everything else is done.
Well, you
got to
sleep, too.
Well, sometimes.
Once in a while. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people that, you know, love going to Mexico and doing all kinds of fun fishing trips. I mean, there's a lot of great fishing to be had, and there's no doubt that the fishing there is phenomenal. But there's lots of places that have phenomenal fishing. It's all the things that make that trip to Cedro so unique. The staff takes crazy good care of you, and the really good food, and you're sleeping on a comfortable bed with air conditioning. Like, it's a mix of a lot of great trips all together. It's a really special place.
It is. And it's like, I just have so many anglers telling me that's just such a great way to go now with, you know, we're the only ones that have that nonstop direct flight out of the CBS.
How do you do that? That's amazing. You don't have to get in the car and drive to Ensenada and then sit around and wait anymore?
And you know what? Thanks to you guys, because I think, Pete, you were the one, both you guys, that said, you know, hey, you got to go through that CBX.
Yeah.
That nonstop direct flight. You're there in 2 hours, and it's easy.
It's easy.
We do everything for you. I mean, we got porters. We have a concierge service.
Walk
you right through. I mean, before the show, we were talking about, you know, eating the octopus tacos in the little bar down there in the Tijuana airport. I mean, it's like, it's just simple. I always say it's like you're hitting that easy button.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a lot of customers and customers' wives that are have anxiety about, you know, crossing the border and trying to figure it all out and how's this going to happen. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, I hold your hand on this side, and I have my crew that holds your hand on the other side. And until you experience it, you just don't know. It's that the fear of the unknown, as I like to say. It's the fear of the unknown. But you do it once, and then you are, you're hooked.
Yeah, you are hooked. No doubt. Yeah, and that's the thing. Is like several times, and Ricky done too, and you have too. Take people down to CBX, and they don't understand. And once they go, wow, that's easy.
Yeah,
yeah. It's and Tijuana Airport's nice airport. They've done a lot of nice things there.
You really wouldn't know you weren't anywhere else. I mean, Starbucks and Subway and every shop and everything, and it's
great
easy
Guadalupe
to get around.
Valley Wine,
yeah, I mean,
exactly. Bar and Octopus Tacos.
And Octopus Tacos.
Yeah.
Can't say that enough about the tacos. I can't wait. Every time we get down there, I'm ready to go for the tacos.
In line.
Yeah.
You know, and the CBX, you know, they opened up about five years ago. And they become so popular now, and it's becoming well known and that how easy this all is. So last year, the CBX has decided to expand also.
Oh, really?
So they have more gates now, not only going into Mexico, but they added 16 more agent spots coming back.
Really?
So
here
was quicker getting through.
Yeah.
I mean, how much quicker could it be?
Seriously.
Well,
yeah, for real.
I'll tell you what it is. It's like for the U.S. citizens to come through, it's very simple. But we have a lot of the Mexican citizens now that have found out about this, and it's an easy gateway for them to take vacations here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So in order for someone from Mexico to come into California and go a certain number of miles into California, they have to have something that is called like an I-94.
Uh-huh.
And so that slows the process for them.
For them, okay.
So what they're doing at the CBX is opening more gates to facilitate them, so that we can get through as easy as we have. I think our longest wait last year, I think, was 18, I think, minutes. And
it sure wasn't on our trip.
It wasn't
trip. We walked through, as we have. Every time we've gone, I mean, it always blows me away that getting through the set of customs from when you land in the Tijuana airport to when you are walking to your car on the U.S. side of the CBX, like, there virtually isn't a slowdown. I mean, you wait for your bag and everything walks through. I've still never found a customs line that's faster than the CBX one. Like, it's boom, 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 you're out of there.
And the nice thing, too, about Sedro Sport Fishing is being that you are your own airline with just 12 people on the plane, you don't have to wait any baggage lines, and, you know, because sometimes
that
Polaris line can be bad. And,
we talked about this before with many customers. I said, look, we are our own chartered aircraft. It is us. It's all about us.
Yeah.
It's going to always be about us. So, and that is
it's
the best thing.
It's a private charter.
It's a private
and
charter.
And you get on in Tijuana, and you get off at Cedros Island.
And when we're ready to go, we go. I mean, my goal is to always have that plane wheels up in the air at 11 o'clock. And last year, I had almost every trip up in the air before 11 o'clock.
Before 11
o'clock.
Because we don't have to wait on anybody. Yeah. It's all about
just
us.
So you get there by 1 o'clock, you get out, do some fishing. And
Fish the afternoon, go catch a few, and come back and have some margaritas and shit.
Sounds good to me. Jeff, what is it that you like? I know you guide a lot of trips down there. What is it that you like about Sedro Sport Fishing?
You're disconnecting from the everyday world.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, there's a signal down there. You can get your phone working. You can send pictures. I called Rosie in the middle of a bite. You're just, you know, laughing. And that's nice to have that ability. But you are in a foreign country. You're on an island in Mexico. It's a big island with a lot of people that live there that will give you as much time of their day as you ask them for.
They're just
very hospitable people. You can walk into any house, and if you can speak the language or do charades, they'll welcome you in.
That's pretty cool.
It's like going home.
The people are so friendly on the island.
Yeah.
And they want you there.
Yeah.
They want you there.
Yeah. In a fishing, I mean, you know, we've all been down there.
That's pretty darn good.
Well, but there's a lot of people listening that haven't been down there. Why don't you tell us about it?
So, you know, to make it real simple, and I get a lot of people who ask, you know, is it tough to get across the border? And I ask them, can you walk around your block? You know, I mean, it's that simple. You know, well, is there somebody there to help us? And yes, Rosie will be there. She'll get you across the border. She'll get you across the Sky Bridge. And it is self-explanatory. You're going to have to try hard to get lost.
I mean,
with our group over there, Michelle and Hugo, and getting you to our gate and getting your stuff on our van that takes you to the plane, you know, you look at the first time and you think, where's my stuff going? Well, it's going to the plane. It's our people handling it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And when you walk through the airport, you know, we get you to the people mover van, and 100 yards away, there's the plane sitting there. It's being fueled or already fueled. You climb in, and your adventure's already started, but it starts to get good.
Totally. Yeah, that's...
And flying out of Tijuana, I think that's part of one of the most epic things of the trip, too, is flying out and seeing Tijuana from the air and how it's expanding and the growth and how they're doing it all.
Yes.
And then to fly down the coast, I mean, and you're only 2,000 feet, 3,000 feet in the air, you're close enough to see things.
Oh, yeah.
And the plane they take, the Cessna Caravan, is considered one of the safest planes in the air.
Too. It is.
Yes.
Yes.
And to touch on that, the airline that we use is established. It's all, you know, the FAA of Mexico, you know, they do their inspections. We've even had them, you know, spot check a plane coming out of Agro Negro, and they spot checked it, delayed it for a couple hours, but guess what? It was inspected. It passed.
Right.
You know, our customers were able to fly back. So it's all controlled. It's a super safe environment. But, you know, getting down there and getting on your feet on the island and Richard and everybody meeting you and having cold sodas, beers, whatever you want when you're sitting there waiting for them to load the van up and the ride into town, it's like a kid getting ready to go to the candy store.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
You come around that corner and head downtown and you see the bay and you see the Pongas down there and you stop at the liquor store and grab some chips or whatever you want and head over to the lodge. And then it even gets better.
Yeah.
You know, just that the cleanliness and the vibe you get, and you feel like you're in old Mexico, but it's current, it's updated.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it gets even better when you get up in the morning and you're shaking because you want to go fishing and your gear's on the boat. I mean, there's so many things about what we do for our customers. It just makes it so easy. That's why the schedule says full.
Yeah.
If that doesn't speak for itself right there, then, you know, try us out. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Yeah. So there's another operation down there that say they do something similar to you, but it's not the same, is it, Rosie?
It's really not. It's really not. Just for a couple of quick examples, I had two sets of customers that had such a great time this last year fishing that they wanted to get another trip in this last year, and of course we were full, so they went with that other operation. One called me 2 days into his trip and said, I apologize, I will never come back here. And he even said, he goes, do you have anything at your lodge right now where I can just switch and come on over?
Wow, no kidding.
It's the old story, you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then,
yeah,
you know, he just said it just with us, he goes, you know, he goes, you just feel like your family. You know, it's that proverbial mi casa es su casa.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, you know, he says the easiness of your place. He says there's no issues ever.
Yeah.
And so he came back, and he's like, I'd like to book 2 trips for next year, please.
Yeah. And I want to make clear, Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing, who is also our friend, and it's a totally different type of operation.
I got to tell you, yesterday.
And Jeff is a great guy, runs a fantastic operation for the kayak fishermen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
Jeff's a great guy, great friend. Quite a bit.
Yeah, and so you guys work together a lot.
We do. Actually, I just sent him some customers yesterday. I had a guy call from South Africa, wanted to take 3 or 4 of his friends. And I said, I'm full. And I pulled up Jeff's website really quick. I said, but let me give you a phone number. I said, you call Jeff Mariani, and you know you should he should be able to take care of you on those September dates.
Yeah.
So
it's all you know the thing about like what Jeff does, what you do is almost like a concierge, Cedros, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're treated like royalty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean that's the thing, and that's the difference. That's I mean if you like to be treated better and fish on better pongas, fish with better guides,
yeah.
Fish live in a better place,
yeah.
And eat better food.
Absolutely. I have
go to Cedro Sport.
Sign me up, man.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in. Plane's leaving
yeah.
in an hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, great show. We're so excited.
Oh,
love
totally.
That place. It's such a, I mean, and the fishing is, we haven't even delved into the fishing,
yeah.
But we got a lot to talk about.
This is such an easy 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup because it's a favorite place of all of ours, and the fishing is phenomenal. And
yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we want to have you. If you want to be a part of that 2 hours, give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. What a perfect opportunity. If you've got questions about your trip, about the tackle, about the fishing, about fishing in Mexico, we want to hear from you, and we're going to be talking all about our favorite place in that Cedros Island and Cedros Sport Fishing. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk directly to Rosie and Jeff, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a very cool prize, a full one-year membership to fishdope.com. This is a $170 value and a full-day trip on board the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. So a huge prize at
it's
the end of the
big
show
one,
today.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's like $300 worth of stuff.
Over $300
bucks
worth of stuff.
Can
yeah.
I call in?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, run outside. Again, full year membership to Fish Dope and a full day trip on the Liberty going to one lucky caller. If you want to get through, that's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. We're talking Cedros, and when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here. Talking Cedros again. If you want to get through, going to be a jam-packed day.
It already is.
Oh, there it is. It's gone. I was going to say there's one line still open, but no, there's not. It's gone. But when you want your chance, that's 833-288-0973. We're going to be having fun today,
yeah,
buddy.
Just keep trying. For those of you new to Let's Talk Hookup, we have to tell you how the phones work in our system here. Is that you just get a ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
When a line opens up, you'll pop right in, and Adam will cover the phone. And get your information and get you in the running. Now, Rosie just sweetened the pot, didn't you, huh?
I did.
Like, not only are you going to get a Liberty trip, not only are you going to get a one-year Fish Dope membership, what else are you going to get, Rosie?
You are going to get a Cedro Sport Fishing embroidered hat.
Embroidered?
Nice. Flex fit embroidered hat. Ooh, and nice a Cedro Sport Fishing t-shirt.
Sweet.
Like the one that
like
Pete Gray is
fashioning right now.
Ah, nice.
If you look at our Instagram, Facebook, which I'll post here soon, we have a picture of Rosie and Jeff and Ricky and myself. You'll see me
adorning
the Cedro Sport Fishing
uniform
shirt. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. Well, everybody's excited to talk to Rosie and Jeff. Why don't we start it off this morning with Jim. Jim's calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a couple of things. Last year, I booked a trip with Rosie, and I had to bail out. My other friends, they were able to go. Eddie Nelson, he took a buddy of his. What I wanted to say was Rosie completely refunded me completely. No processing fee. I don't know if that's her policy, but all I know is that that's what she did for me. She was able to refund me completely, and I was really disappointed I couldn't go. But the other thing I wanted to mention was, Rosie, you know, when I get a hold of you, I always ask about your daughter. Is she still playing soccer, still going to college? Or is she graduated now?
Well, I'm going to try not to cry on the radio. But Carly is now in her senior year. She had a phenomenal soccer year. I think she just got about every accolade she could have gotten in soccer with, you know, all regional team, all MAC first team and everything there. So she finished up her senior year very strong in soccer. And all within about a 10-day frame, she had all these accolades, and then she also got accepted into grad school.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so she will start grad school actually before she even walks across for graduating from Arcadia University in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
That's awesome. So, right on.
And
that's
right
huge.
Right
into grad school for nursing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty neat.
Thanks, Jim, for
always thanks,
thinking
Jim.
Of her.
Appreciate the call this morning very
right.
much. You better get back on that trip, though.
Yeah.
Once
you jump off, it's hard to, you know, some of those popular trips, man, it's hard to get back
on.
Because like you said, everybody that gets off, sign me up for next year. And what was really common on a lot of our trips was sign me up for next year. In fact, you know, just save me whatever, 4 spots because I want my 2 buddies to come, you know, that kind of thing. Like, it's really common for somebody to jump off and realize, oh, man, this is next level. So-and-so's got to do this with me, and, you know, I don't want my same 3 spots last year. I want 6 spots for next year.
That's exactly what's happening.
So I see now that you've added November. You weren't open November before, and now you've added November. Let's talk about that.
We were open last November, but I went deeper into November.
Okay.
And if those trips fill, great. But I'm going to try to fill them in the order of which my plane will always have a turnaround.
Yeah.
Now the fishing.
What a great time of the year, though.
Oh.
You know what?
Great weather, water's still warm, so the calicos and yellows are still biting.
Still
right?
biting.
Yeah.
Still biting, and you know sometimes you know depending on the week the calicos might or the yellowtail might be a little bit deeper. You know, but it's like it's fishing. It's a little bit different every day.
Sure.
So, but we pulled out a lot of big yellowtail. In November, we had one of our charters, King Fishing Charters. He had been down there just about every month, but had never been down there in November. And he came back and said that was his favorite trip.
No
kidding.
It was
his November trip. They fished, you know, big yellowtail in the morning, and then he said, you know, they went around and fished the calicos or the gold spot bass, and he just said it was a fabulous time.
And I see you have some spots open in early June, all throughout June. You have one here, one there, a couple spots here.
There's a trip open there.
June's an absolutely fantastic calico month, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I've fished down there a lot at the end of May and into June and July, August, September. And we've had the best calico fishing down there. And we had a couple times where we had just awesome yellowtail fishing. It's Cedros, right? Yeah. It's, you know, you're going to walk in the candy store. It's where do you want to reach
where
in?
You start? And you have a chance of sea bass, too, in that springtime.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your favorite time to go? If you had to pick one time, Jeff, you've been there so many times. What's the one that's like, okay, this is when I like to go?
Start in May and come home in November. honestly, I like the fall. I like when the sun starts to change and it just feels different, but the water always seems to be very nice. The fish have been hanging around. There's plenty of bait. It's just
that October, November.
It's that October, time. September, October area. To me, that makes me happy.
I think I might have made the switch this year. My favorite month was always June. I always thought June was the... Every time we'd go in June, we would just crush them. Great yellowtail surface iron, really good calico bass. You hit them like in that, you catch that bass in the time of year where they're just about to spawn or in that spawning time. They seem to be aggressive. We had, you know, more opportunities at fish. Like the calico bass at Cedros is always available and is always biting, but depending on how the current is, you know, how high up in the water column or how deep they are in the water column, what they're doing. And it just seemed like every year we went in June, we were catching them on the weedless baits and up real high. But the last 2 years I've been have been in August, and I might be a convert now to August because it was same deal. I mean, it was so good the last two trips. Like, how could it be better than that? So those are my two favorites.
And you guys literally fished around the whole entire island.
Yeah, we made the full 360 loop.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. We started up at the north end, and then we worked our way around the weather side, and then a little bit farther down, and a little farther down still. And it was one of those things that we just kept fishing all the way around in Augustine Bay, and then back around the bottom, back to home. It was really cool.
All right. Well, fresh back from Lake El Salto.
Yeah.
Let's get the Baja report from the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
You got it. Today, that catch port sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and it's easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. They also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check out AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series knife available at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Castman has one of those Anza knives, right, Castman?
Yeah, let me tell you, he's got to put a label on that thing. Can be hazardous to your
health. It's sharp, huh?
Oh, holy moly, man. Don't even, man, get those, what do you call those, Kevlar gloves on when you're doing anything with it.
Right?
Yeah.
It is extremely. It's got a fine, fine blade, man. I'll tell you, when you do a fillet, it just cleans it right down to the skin.
It's outstanding. It's state of the art. It's the best. So, how was El Salto? First of all, how was Corey Sanda? Did he make a good compadre with you?
Corey is the man. Let me tell you, man. I'll tell you, we fished together, roomed together, and, you know, I fished bass, and I fished them before, but I learned so much from that man. I'll tell you, the guy knows his bass, and let me tell you, those swim baits, we're using the 4-inch and the 5-inch swimmer,
the weedless,
with the Gamagatsu hooks, and I'll tell you, he taught me so much, and I'll tell you, Pete, overall, as fishing the lake was in primo condition, weather was primo, the lodge was primo, everything was perfect, you know, the food always good there, and big portions. I'm telling you, I think we all came back with a couple inches on our waist, but the fishing overall, the grade of the fish was so good. I mean, we were catching a lot of them in that 3 to 6 pound class,
nice.
You know, and as far as the monsters, I know Corey had a couple that were pushing 8, maybe 8 plus. We had a 10, and then the biggest was from Kit Kettner of San Diego, La Jolla. He had an 11, almost a 12 pound, 11.8.
Wow.
That's a toad.
But what was that on, Cass?
It was, what do they call that? The Kaika?
An Ika?
Ika, that's it. Ika. Yeah. Never seen them, but I looked them up on the internet when I got back, and it's just like a fat grub with a
little hula skirt on it.
Yeah. But wow. I'll tell you, it was an awesome trip. Great group of guys. Can't wait to get back. I'm working on the dates right now. I emailed them down there to get me some dates, of course, with no nets. And as soon as I get those dates confirmed from them, I'm going to announce it on there and get it out there. And like I said, it was incredible, just incredible trip. And like I say, Corey, the guy knows how to fish bass.
No doubt, man. He's a wizard.
Yeah, let me tell you, one stretch, it was about a two-block stretch. I swear, he had to pull out 40 fish, and they were, you know, anywhere from a pound up to 5 and 6 pounds. It was just, he was on fire with that swim bait of his, weedless, throwing it into the weeds, and I can't, it's, you know, like I said, I just can't talk highly about it.
You can hear Cass's voice, like, you can hear the excitement. That must have been such a cool trip, Cass.
Yeah, Corey was I talked to Corey about it, and he said Cass was marveled at how weedless his MC weedless
really
swim bait
is.
It really is, right?
Yeah, well, we got tucked into a cove way in there, and there was nothing but weeds and just little patches of holes. And, you know, of course, before, I was afraid to throw in there.
Sure.
The Corey was dropping it right in there. Man, he was pulling the bass out, and I said, all right, well, if he can do it, I can. So I started throwing in there. Boom, I started pulling them out. So
nice. How fun is that?
I'm going to be really ready next year. I'm going to make sure we got the swim baits, the weedless, and I'm going for those big lunkers, man, that are tucked way back in those little nooks and crannies there. But,
that's where they live. That's for sure.
Otherwise, fabulous trip. And just a quick report from the Baja, right? Marlin in Cabo, Dorado in Cabo, over in the San Jose del Cabo there. If the wind's not blowing, they're able to get up in the Sierra Cortez. I understand there's a lot of red snapper, the Huachinango type. They're getting limits of those. They're still getting a few tuna, plucking a few tuna and a few wahoo there. And Mazatlan, striped marlin, Ixtapas de Huantanejo, the sales went crazy this past week. Multi hookups, you know, 5, 6, 7 fish released per day. And of course, along the beaches, monster rooster fish. So, everything's going good. And as soon as, Pete, I'm going to have that report and along with pictures, I'm going to send you a copy so you can put it on your website of the El Salto trip. And once again, it was fabulous.
Great. Glad you guys had so much fun. Glad you took Corey along. And now he's hooked. He's hooked and you're hooked.
Well, that's true. I don't know. It may be tough one of you two guys going instead of Corey next year. And, you know,
I
already saw that. You get basically an extra guide who also happens to be the manufacturer of the best bait to lure down there. I think we both saw our spots evaporating real quickly. Yeah.
It's over.
It was good while it lasted.
Hey, Cass, man, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do we get a hold of Cass Tours?
Yeah, one more thing. And Corey was gracious enough to hand out a handful of his lures to everybody on the trip. And like I said, it was really, really good. But anyway.
One of the most generous guys around.
Want to join us next year on that El Salto trip or any of our group trips? Or if you guys just want to go down in individuals, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Great job, Cass, man. Appreciate it. Great report, as always. Appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys.
Thanks a lot, Cass. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report again. Dana Landing in Mission Bay, that's the spot tomorrow. They're going to be hosting the 8th annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, followed by the Ultimate Panel Discussion at Fast Lane Kayaks. Almost everything inside of Dana Landing is going to be on sale. Over 20 vendors are going to be on hand. They're going to offer a free lunch. You're going to get to sample the new Salty Crew beer. It's a one-day-only event tomorrow, only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. I can't
wait. That's going to be a fun time.
Be a great
20
day.
Vendors. I mean, it's a big seminar at Fastlane at 10 o'clock. They have that 9 o'clock thing. I have that Lawrence seminar at Fastlane.
Yep.
And the sale. I mean, I was over there yesterday. Johnny and Steve are pulling the punches, man. Everything's on sale.
We talk about that every year. Those guys do not mess around when it comes to having a big event. Like, they are very customer-orientated people, and they just they let it loose for one day. It's a one-day sale.
One day only.
It's how they get away with it, and I tell you, everything darn near is on sale in that shop, whether it's bay bass or not. I mean, there's even some crazy deals that have nothing to do with the bay bass, but I mean, everything, lead heads, swim baits, plastics, Alabama rigs, line, rods, reels, it's a mega sale.
Yeah, it is, and we'll be there.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. So let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Cheer? Cheer's called us from Cardiff this morning. What's up, Cheer? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Rosie. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Cheer.
Ricky. Yeah. Hey, you guys described me perfectly. I was a first-timer last year on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, and, oh, my gosh, everything you said about the trip, everybody listening on this radio is true. Cedros is amazing.
Cool.
And if you're thinking about going, you've got to get it. You got to get in there. I mean, it's indescribable how peaceful it is down there. And then the fishing is ridiculous. it's so fun. It's a fabulous trip. And Rosie, you handle everything so perfectly from A to Z. I mean, no T is not dash or I dotted. It's just perfect. From the CBX all the way down and all the way back, and you get there, and Richard and all the guys put you under their wing and take you. Oh, it's fantastic. So,
and you went on the July trip, right?
I went on, well, it was June last year. It's July this year.
Yeah.
I'm going again, yeah.
Yeah. You're going again in July.
Anyway, I do have a question, Rosie.
Yeah, what you got?
And the question is, how's the island? I saw Richard's post on Facebook. And all that rain that hit and the water rolled out. I mean, what happened? How's the island? How's the facility?
The island actually recovered very well. So that storm was the storm that we were supposed to get here in San Diego that was supposed to bring
a lot
of rain.
Couple
weeks ago? Yeah. And it pushed south. And, of course, you know, that island doesn't get a lot of rain. So, you know, the ground is really hard, so nothing soaks in and basically everything runs off. So, not only did we, you know, get a hold of everybody on the island, but, you know, got a hold of Adrian, and, I mean, the word went out, storm is coming, buckle down. And so they were somewhat prepared for it, you know, but some people still left their vehicles down that main drag. And, of course, like, you know, it was a river flowing down the main drag down that hill. And a couple of the cars got washed into the harbor, but, you know, that island is incredibly resilient, and they work so well together with whatever they have on the island, and got those cars back out of the harbor. And we are really blessed that we have the largest salt transport facility in the world on the island, and they have those big, huge,
like movers.
Salt movers,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but, you know, they are able to come in and clear the roads for us. The mayor of the island, Weechu gets a hold of them, and you know, they set up to where they can come and clear any mud or rocks out of the streets. And so, you know, it's everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
Everything
fishing.
Quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They take care of business really quick down there. So.
Well, Cheer, thanks for the nice words. And that's going to be a great trip in July. Let's Talk Hookup trip. One spot available.
Yeah.
You want to go fishing with a great guy. Cheer's a great guy.
Cheer's a great guy.
Yeah, so go fishing with a, like Rosie
and
said, a great
buddies,
group.
And his buddies that he goes with.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Eddie and Dave.
Eddie,
oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, you know, we say it this time of the year, you in desire of some fresh fish, is only one place you should go, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's it is the fabulous place, right, Rosie?
Oh, absolutely. I love that place.
Yeah. It's dinner.
From the fresh case that they put together every year to all of their cooked case to the smoked fish, the killer sushi platters that those guys produce, that just nothing at Point Loma Seafoods isn't first rate. They make the best tortilla chips in town.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Everything they do is right.
Where else can you go in January and get, like, a full case of fresh fish? And everything that you might desire. I mean, that's in there at Point Loma Seafoods. And you want to have a little lunch, pick up some dinner to take home, some fresh fish, maybe some lobster or some crab or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all there at Point Loma Seafoods. And fantastic. Freshest thing in town going on.
Nobody does it better.
Yeah, for sure. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay will host the 8th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale Sunday, January 19th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, followed by the Ultimate Bay Bass Panel Discussion. Next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afran Aboudin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. Big discounts on the tackle you need. Even stuff that never goes on sale will be discounted one day only at Dana Landing. Over 20 different vendors will be on hand to answer your questions. Plus, it's your last chance to sign up for the Bay Bass Tournament, free lunch from Traeger, and sample the new Salty Crew beer from Coronado Brewing. Receive a $40 gift card when you join or renew CCA. Huge raffle with proceeds benefiting CCA and Rolo. It's one day only, Sunday, January 19th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning talking Cedro. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump to those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
That sounds good. Why don't we start with Dana? Dana's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Dana? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
So I have been to Cedro's before. Actually, I think my best trip was, late October. And just like limits of 30 plus pounders by noon.
Yeah, that was great.
I've been back a bunch of times since then, but I wanted to ask you, because I don't think I've gone early in the season. Can you, maybe this has been answered already this morning, but can you kind of give us an idea of what the fishing is like in the early part of the season, and when do you expect that to start, if that's even possible to guess?
We start this year. Our first trip will go down at the end of May, actually the very last day of May, the 31st. And, you know, every month is a little bit different. June tends to produce some very large yellowtail, calico bass, white sea bass, gold spot bass, that type of thing. The tuna and the Dorado and the Wahoo obviously haven't moved in yet. So in June, you're looking at really great yellowtail fishing, some bigger yellowtail. And then the calico bass. The water might still be a little on the cool side. Days are still beautiful. But Jeff, you went down last year in the second week of June.
Yeah, it's been down there for a few years, and every trip during each month has always been a little bit different. But we've had exceptional calico fishing. They seem to be moving up into the shallows. Mm-hmm. The water's starting to warm
up. They're in
the
spawn mode.
Yeah, they're
they get stupid.
They get really stupid.
Yeah,
that's the way I like them, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the way I like them.
Yeah,
buddy.
It was one trip we had. It was if you could cast and not catch one, that was the oddity.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, just using a spin bait with a nice red and brown skirt on it with a brown or a brass spinner bait on the back.
Ooh,
catching
that sounds like fun.
Two fish on a single jig because they were biting
way.
It, and then while we were winding them in, other ones were attacking it, trying to take it out of its mouth.
Oh, wow.
And you end up with two, and you just laugh.
Yeah.
And you throw them back. But we've had some just phenomenal yellowtail fishing where it was every single drop we're using the small flat falls,
mm-hmm.
fishing in about 70 feet of water right outside the harbor. And it was just fantastic yellowtail fishing. You know, we went out for 2 hours, and that was all we needed to do.
And big ones that time of the year.
Yes.
Big ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
fishing 40.
Yeah.
That's the time of the year you catch those big ones, those 40-pounders, into the shallows, too,
right? Shallows.
While you're fishing for calico bass, it's like, oh, look what I caught.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared for those.
Yes. Yeah.
Or you're winding your swim bait in the kelp, and you get a bite, and your rod doubles over, and all of your line goes away, and you think, okay, well, that wasn't a calico bass. there with that.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, it's just fun stuff.
Yeah.
They're all good.
And your captains are so... boats and the captains are so good.
Our captains are amazing.
Why do you have the best? What was that?
Because we're the best.
Yeah.
I mean, is the truth.
We're the best.
Like,
yeah. You know what? We bring the people. Yeah. And our captains want to work. And they know that island like the back of their hands. Yeah. Some of those guys have been raised on that island. Mm-hmm. They know every inch of the waters around there. And, they want, just like we all do, we want you all to come back.
Right.
They work hard every day to get you on fish so that, you have such a successful trip. And trust me, I mean, it's like, they're incredible fishermen themselves, all of them. And to find fish there, well, you just kind of just got to go out because the fish are there.
Yeah.
The fish are there.
But, I mean, the guys that raise through the ranks, like, they end up with the best operations, have the nicest equipment, and bring the, highest-end customers down there. I mean, there's no guess to it. I mean, you guys offer the best, platform, and, the people who excel the most at fishing, that's where they end up.
Yeah, and speaking of platforms, okay, I'm in the process of redoing our 2020 brochure. And, when you're doing a brochure, every picture has to say a million things.
Right.
And so Javier got a new Ponga this last year.
Ooh.
And that fishing platform, that bow is absolutely amazing. We had four anglers fishing on that bow with surface iron, everyone casting on the bow.
Wow.
Not a single issue.
Yeah,
wow.
It's huge.
Not a single issue. And that is one of the pictures I put in the brochure to show how big that fishing platform is. Well, Lalo, loved that boat so much that Lalo decided to get a new Ponga. So now we have another. I mean, they're all super Pongas. They're all over 27, 28 feet long.
Wow.
But we're talking Javier's is, I don't know, what is it, 31, 32?
It's I think 30. But it's
30.
When you come down and you see it, you look at it and you go, oh, yes, I'm on that one.
Yeah.
So. And now you go down to Lalo. Lalo's got a big boat, too.
Yeah, they're all the boats are
Martin's, but man, he's a... Martin and Chevo, I mean, their boats are all fabulous.
They take a lot of pride.
Yes
they do.
Yeah, in what they do, for sure. Hey, Dana, you got to book a trip. It's a great spot. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, buddy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Rosie.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, everybody's pretty much said it. The thing that impressed me the most, I think, besides the fishing, was getting across the border. It was, as you described it, it is seamless, it is easy. If anyone's worried, don't worry about it. Rosie and Jeff have it covered. And then the other thing I haven't heard you mention yet, but the other thing that I took advantage of was the laundry service down there. You don't need to take a ton of clothes anyway, but you can take even less. And then the final thing is the tortillas. Oh, my God.
Good call,
crazy
Don.
Good.
Good call.
Mouth just started watering.
It's so funny that you talk about those tortillas. And we come back, and we probably come back with at least 10 to 15 bags.
Mm-hmm.
And, our daughter Carly is in college in Pennsylvania. Guess where our tortillas go? We literally ship them
to Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Because those tortillas.
I don't know.
Are so good.
It must be the water on Cedros, but those flour tortillas make in that factory in the center downtown part of town there is just downtown. I don't know.
Downtown.
Downtown is like the center part of town.
The center street downtown.
Yeah.
The middle
are amazing.
They are so good.
Yeah.
And you get to watch them. They go these little dough balls up the little conveyor belt across the top, then they start getting smashed, and then they come out the oven, and then they're real tortillas, and then they're bagged, and they're still warm.
You're making me hungry, Jeff.
Let's take a little flight down to Cedros.
Yeah, I'm ready, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then, like you say, the laundry thing, too. You
the
bring
laundry service
a couple
is so
pairs
nice.
Of clothes, and that's it.
The thing is we try to get you down there with the least amount of stuff
yeah.
possible so that you can come back with the most amount of fish.
Fish, right.
So, you know, be really aware of the clothes that you do bring. And then Floor, our housekeeper, she is fabulous. And she does our laundry service, and just get everything into that bag, and you know, make sure you put a few bucks in there for her too.
Yep.
And because she is doing the laundry at her home.
Yeah.
By the way, so it helps her to take care of her water bill and her laundry.
Absolutely.
But she comes back in the afternoon, and it's all folded, and it's on your bed, and it's good to go. And so, and you know, Don, I really appreciate you talking about the CBX and how we try to make it easy. I said earlier to Pete and Rick that, you know, I come down there and I have all of your documents for you. I don't want you to have to worry about a thing. I have your visas, I have your fishing licenses, your cross-border express passes. Everything is neat in a packet for you so that you can get across the border with no worries. And I've said it's like, you know, when we were kids and there was bumper cars. And you all go into the arena with those bumper cars, and you know you can hit each other and you can hit the walls, but you can't get out until the ride is over. And that's how it is down at the CBX. So
yeah.
you're on
it's
a
smooth.
One-way ticket. You can only go south.
Yeah.
So
hey, Don, I'm sure you're looking forward to going back to Sagero Sport Fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. Another full hour. You stay tuned. We got the Catch Report. We got more phone calls. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.